Yeah, well, values are determinant of your focus. They're determinants of your motivation. They provide all upfront motivation to do anything. So if you shift a value, like if you took somebody that didn't value health very much in life, and you'd know if they didn't spend a considerable amount of their time on health issues or working on health, getting in shape, eating right, then you'd say health has to fall somewhere down lower on their hierarchy of life values. So what you would do is, by making that their number two value, imagine that for a moment. Imagine if you took somebody who didn't value health, and you'd know that through their actions and their behaviors, that their actions and behaviors are a reflection of what's happening inside of them, of their thoughts and their feelings. Then the outer world result is a result of their actions and behaviors. So if you look at their outer world result, or you look at their actions and behaviors, you're going to get a pretty clear idea of what's happening in the inner world. So what we do is we go inside and we change that inner world, and we say we're going to move health up more in the values hierarchy. Now, who's actually got to change the value, by the way? The client has to change the value, but most people don't know that they can change their values. So once we change that and we shift it and they get that in their physiology, then they've got, yes, health is number two. Now imagine if you took somebody that didn't value it or didn't value it very highly, and it became the second most important thing in their life. Submodality shift. A value is nothing more than a set of submodalities distinction. Yeah. No, that's okay. No, that's why I wanted. Yeah. A value is a set of submodality distinction. It's nothing more than a way that you code and store information in your mind and body. Yeah. Yes. Our values change every day. I mean, not every day we'll have minor shifts in values. I hesitate to say every day. But what I will say is that people's values change from day to day. As they go out in their life, their values are changing based upon varying factors, environmental factors. Remember, behavior is geared for adaptation. So you get something like a September 11th happens, that shifts our values to some degree, depending upon our attachment to that issue. And depending upon how much it's in our personal world. For some people, it doesn't change their values at all because it's not in their world. In fact, Wendy and I were in Australia, and some woman walks up and she says, "You Americans are always September 11th this, September 11th that." She said, "Why don't you just get over it?" And then the Bali bombing happened. But now, by the way, that's not a reflection of Australia. It was just an interesting comment from somebody who, and I don't hold that for or against somebody. I just said that's an interesting comment because it wasn't in her world. So therefore, she wasn't as close to it. Therefore, it didn't shift her values as much. When we have things that happen closer to us, it becomes more significant for us. It's going to have more of an effect on our values. And by the way, the Australians as a people are really, really great people. I got to say, they're very nice people. But it was just interesting to look at that from a perspective of how it would affect one person's or one society's set of values versus another's. So yes, our values do change they change all the time. And you'll know what your values are by your actions, your actions and your results. I mean, we have easier ways of knowing. I mean, you could look at somebody's values and you could say, okay, well, looking at their actions and their results, if we have an understanding of the values hierarchy, because who's to say that somebody who's producing tremendous results in business isn't producing those results because they really do value transforming the world in some way? So what modeling also does is it gives us, and we'll get into that later in the training, but what modeling also does is it gives us insight into what it really takes to produce those results instead of our hallucination. Because you might look at a result and say, oh, I hallucinate that money must be most important to them. But if you really model the billionaire mindset, few of them will tell you that. They'll have it. They do value money, no doubt about it. But many of them value other things. Donald Trump, who's building right over here in Palos Verdes. He's building he's actually taking over a golf course he just bought out there. Now, if you ask Donald Trump what he values, he's taking over, is that what it is, CPH? Yeah. No, I think that's fantastic. I mean, I think it'll bring a lot of development to the Palos Verdes area. And Palos Verdes is just, it's such a beautiful area. I think it, yeah. But if you look at what his values are, he will tell you that money is not his highest value. And he'll tell you also that if you're doing it just for the money, you're doing it for the wrong reason. So, I think sometimes, you know, people that get out there to recreate the same result don't really look at what it takes to recreate that same result. So money is important. I think money is important, and money could be someone's highest career value, yet not their life value, right? So if you looked at Donald Trump's career values, I'll bet you that money is really high up there. If you look at his life values, he'll tell you that it's not the most important thing. He'll tell you that in terms of his life values, challenge, being the best, winning the game, he's really into winning. And for him, life is a game. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. They're just digits. I mean, it's just, they're just digits. It doesn't make a difference. But understanding the mindset of these things. Now, that doesn't mean that it's not the highest career value or it's really high up there in career values. That's important to understand, right? So it can be high up there in career values, but the life values might be different. So you've got to, in order to really understand the mindset, we've got to delve into that. And that's what I felt was missing in a lot of NLP. That's why we created the Leadership Explosion. That's what the entire Leadership Explosion is about. I mean, people can model on their own, but we've included other processes that actually change people at the unconscious level to adopt those things that they model and bring those in. And there's other things that we do there that are really neat. And then people that want to teach what we teach, then we developed our trainers training because we found that there were people that said, well, yeah, hey, I want to model and I want a system to follow while I'm modeling. So we created the trainers training so that people could go out there and learn how to do this and take this model and then make this model more their own for people that want that. Yeah.
So when do we get into the values of the model?
We will do that after presentation skills. We're going to have a couple of days of presentation skills. We're going to start in the upcoming days. Okay, well, you're going to have partners. So whatever you want to change in your values and stuff.
I have to wait
until
I have the values, though.
Of what? Oh, we're not going to modeling. What we're going to do is we're going to go over what you would model and how you would do it. You're not going to be actually doing modeling of them in this training. That's in the Leadership Explosion. I'd like to introduce Greg to you. Greg came in. This is Greg Stambro in the back for everybody, class. Greg Stambro. So, hello. Greg's going to come in. He's going to teach a couple morning sessions tomorrow and the next day. So it's appropriate to let you know who he is. Yeah, I think, damn. You'll be back soon. Yes. Okay, so I think enough said. Any other questions on how to shift a value, how to change a value, the types of values, conflicts that we might have? Any other? Yeah. Now, here's the deal. You can begin to work on those. You understand how to heal those values. You understand how to heal the conflicts. You understand how to change them. You can get together on practice mornings and so on and so forth and work with your values if that's what you choose to do. Or you could save it for when we do the complete intervention because we're going to do a complete intervention. So you could work that out with your practitioner with your master practitioner when it comes time to do a complete intervention with somebody. Yeah.